Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a hot pants FX chain color method in Ableton Live 12, and we're aiming straight for that smoky warehouse, dusty jungle, old school rave kind of energy. So think less shiny polish, more fog machine in a concrete room, with a breakbeat rattling somewhere in the dark. The big idea is simple. We take one sound source, then we create several different FX chains that each give it a different color or mood. Then we move between those chains with automation, so the sound feels alive and evolving instead of just sitting there looped and flat. This is a super useful trick for jungle and DNB, because those styles are all about motion, texture, tension, and release. So before we start, choose a source sound that already has some character. Don't go for something too clean or too perfect. A short percussion loop, a vocal chop, a rimshot, a hat loop, an amen slice, a noise hit, or a stab synth all work really well. If you're using a drum loop, keep it simple. One or two bars is enough. The rack works best when the source has something to transform. Now put that sound onto an audio track and add an audio effect rack. Open the chain view and create 5 chains. Give them clear names so you stay organized. Call them warm dust, dark fog, broken lo-fi, warehouse space, and dub melt. That alone helps you think like a producer, not just somebody stacking random effects. Let's build the first chain. Warm dust. This is your soft, worn-in foundation. Add EQ8, saturator, auto filter, and utility. On the EQ, trim the very low end around 25 to 35 Hz, maybe dip a little in the low mids if it feels boxy, and give a tiny boost in the upper mids only if it needs presence. On saturator, add just a little drive around 2 to 5 dB and keep soft clip on. Then use auto filter in low pass mode to gently shave off some top end. Keep the sound warm, close, and a little dusty. This chain is great for intro bars, or as a subtle layer under the groove. Next is dark fog. This is where the smoky warehouse vibe really starts to show up. Use auto filter, frequency shifter, drum bus, and EQ8. A band pass or low pass filter works well here, depending on the source. Keep the frequency shifter very subtle, just enough to add a slight unstable edge. Then add a little drum bus drive and crunch so the sound gets a bit dirtier and more underground. Finally, use EQ8 to clean up any sub-rumble and tame harsh upper mids if needed. This should feel murky, industrial, and slightly unsettled, like sound bouncing around concrete walls. Now build broken lo-fi. This one gives you that battered sampler, pirate radio, old tape energy. Add redux, saturator, auto filter, and gate. Start with a light amount of downsampling and bit reduction. Then push it until you get that crunchy, chip texture. Add some saturation to thicken it up. Use the filter to shape the movement, and if you want rhythmic stutters, bring in the gate so the sound opens and closes with a groove. This chain is fantastic for old-school jungle flavor and rave-style edits. The fourth chain is warehouse space. This is the big cavernous one. Add reverb, echo, EQ8, and utility. Give the reverb a medium to long decay, with some pre-delay so the source still has a little punch before the wash blooms. In echo, try musical delay times like eighths or dotted eighths, and keep the feedback moderate. Then high-pass the result so the low end stays clean. If you want the space to feel wider, raise the utility width a bit. This chain should feel open, eerie, and massive, like a tail echoing through a warehouse after the drums hit. The fifth chain is dub melt. This is the psychedelic movement chain. Use echo, auto filter, saturator, and reverb. Push the echo feedback a bit more than before, but keep the repeats filtered darker each time so they sink back into the mix. Automate the filter cutoff for motion, add gentle saturation to thicken the repeats, and keep the reverb controlled unless you want a huge wash. This is perfect for breakdowns, pre-drop tension, and call and response moments. Now for the magic part. Open the chain selector and assign each chain its own range. For example, warm dust from 0 to 24, dark fog from 25 to 49, broken lo-fi from 50 to 74, warehouse space from 75 to 99, and dub melt from 100 to 127. That means you can automate one control and smoothly morph the sound through different emotional states. That's powerful, because instead of juggling 5 different tracks, you've got one source and one automation lane doing the work. Next, map key controls to macros. Good macro choices are tone, dirt, space, echo smoke, crunch, width, selector move, and output. You can map filter cutoff, saturator drive, reverb amount, echo feedback, dry slash wet, stereo width, bit reduction, and the chain selector. Once those are on macros, the rack becomes way easier to perform and automate. Now think about where this fits in a jungle or DNB arrangement. In the intro, use warm dust and a little warehouse space. In the pre-drop, move into dark fog and dub melt. For a fill, switch into broken lo-fi for that chop-top, damaged feeling. In a breakdown, bring up echo smoke and reverb so the track opens up. After the drop, dark fog under the drums can add grit without taking over the whole mix. A simple 16-bar idea could be this. Bars 1 to 4 stay filtered and dusty. Bars 5 to 8 move toward dark fog. Bars 9 to 12 bring in broken lo-fi for more rhythmic bite. And bars 13 to 16 open into warehouse space with a rising selector automation. That kind of progression creates tension without needing more notes. In this style, atmosphere is part of the composition. A really important beginner tip here is to automate with purpose. Don't change chains just because you can. Aim for changes every 4, 8, or 16 bars so the movement feels musical. A small number of strong gestures often sounds better than lots of tiny random ones. If you only automate one main thing, make it the chain selector or the filter cutoff. That alone can give the track a big sense of drama. Also, keep an eye on your low end. Reverb and delay can quickly clutter the bass area, and that's a classic beginner mistake in DNB. Use EQ 8 after the time-based effects and high-pass the returns if needed. Keep sub-bass clean, centered, and dry. Don't smear the sub with space effects unless you're doing it very intentionally. Another pro tip. If the rack starts sounding messy, simplify the source first. Trim the sample, remove low-end junk, and shorten long tails before adding more processing. A cleaner source will always respond better to the rack. If you want to push this further, try resampling your best moments. Record the processed output to a new audio track, then chop out the strongest bits and use them as fills or transitions. That's very on brand for jungle and old school DNB, because it turns sound design into arrangement material. Here's a quick practice exercise. Take a vocal chop, rim shot, or hat loop, and automate it over 4 bars like this. Bar 1 warm dust, bar 2 dark fog, bar 3 broken lo-fi, bar 4 warehouse space blended with dub melt. Open the filter on the last bar, raise delay feedback on the final hit, and then resample the result. The goal is to make it feel like the sound is moving from close and dusty to murky and broken to huge and smoky. So the takeaway is this. The Hot Pants FX chain color method gives you a flexible, beginner-friendly way to make your DNB and jungle tracks feel alive. You're not just stacking effects. You're creating mood changes, phrase movement, and warehouse atmosphere with one rack. That's the kind of detail that can make a simple break or chop feel like a whole rave memory in motion. Try it on breaks, vocal stabs, percussion loops, or bass layers above the sub. Keep one chain fairly dry as your anchor, automate with intention, and don't be afraid of a little roughness. In jungle and old school DNB, a bit of dirt is part of the charm. Alright, now load up a simple source, build those 5 chains, and start moving that selector. Let the sound evolve, let it breathe, and let that smoky warehouse energy come through.